This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. Is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV, welcome to the show. If you weren't with us for the open, things are heating up in the Middle East. Rockets fired by militant Islamic extremists in the Gaza Strip over at Israel at Tel Aviv. Israel fires back at terrorist sites in the Gaza Strip. And look, I'm not ashamed to say I'm on Israel's side. I don't have to play fair and even on national TV. I'm with Israel. The American people are with Israel. I know every one of you at Newsmax TV is with Israel. We're not ashamed or hiding the fact that we're with Israel. I'm rooting for one side. I know who the good guys are and I know who the bad guys are. And the good guys are Israel. The bad guys are militant Islamic extremists and the Palestinians, and the Middle East is filled with bad guys who have evil intent towards Jews, towards Israel, towards Western civilization, Western Europe, and most of all, the United States of America. And I'm not on their side ever, and I won't be rooting for them. But I question what Ilhan Omar is rooting for. I question what Rashida Tlaib is rooting for. I don't know what they're rooting for. I'm not making a statement. I'm asking a question, and I have every right to ask that question. And I think it's disgraceful that Fox News has treated Judge Jeanine Pirro, a good friend of mine, a great lady, a great hero, and a great patriot, the way they treated her in the last week because she dared to question where the loyalties lie for Ilhan Omar when she wears her hijab. I find it offensive that you'd worry about her words. You should be worried about patriotism of people who are in Washington, D.C. and representing our interests. You don't represent our interests when you go against the United States or Israel or the Jewish people. And by the way, Fox News, who issued a strong rebuke against Judge Jeanine Pirro, it's the reason I'm getting thousands of emails a week, not hundreds, thousands, from viewers on Newsmax TV. And what do so many of you say? I see the same words again and again and again. You love my show. You're addicted to my show. You love to watch it every night. You can't live without it because there's no other show like it on American TV. And you've turned off Fox News forever because Fox News isn't conservative anymore. Well, Judge Jeanine is still conservative on Saturday nights. And Sean Hannity has his great moments. And Tucker Carlson has some good moments. But in general, Fox News is not what it used to be. And I think it's disgusting that he took the side of CARE, the Council of American-Islamic Relations, versus Judge Jeanine. I find it absolutely disgraceful and disgusting. I know whose side I'm on. Israel, the Jewish people, America, patriotism, and most importantly, Judge Jeanine. She said it right. And I question the same thing she does. We're not making statements. We're asking questions. We have every right to ask. When someone appears to be un-American or anti-American, as I always say, Joe McCarthy wasn't wrong. He was just early. Right now, I wasn't born when Joe McCarthy had his supposed witch hunt. But today, our country and our government and Washington, D.C. and our Congress and our judgeships, our courts seem to be filled with people who don't like America, in some cases hate America, who don't like Israel, in some cases hate Israel, in some cases take the side of our enemies and want to bring things like Sharia law to the United States of America and want to bring communism and socialism to the United States of America. And I do question where people stand in the United States Congress, and I will never back down, never. All right. Let's talk about the sponsor of this segment before I go any further. Fordham Resources. Good time to bring up Fordham Resources. Why? Because I believe in capitalism. And Newsmax TV is about capitalism and freedom of speech. And this is a great all-American story. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified, natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Management team led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruder. I'm proud to say a great friend of mine, Mark. I'm on the phone with him all the time. The legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum, his last big stock, from 15 cents a share to $200 a share. One of the biggest upticks in the history of Wall Street. one of the biggest hits of the last decades, and created $15 billion in shareholder profits. $15 billion. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources. More than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the enormous City of Gold mining property. Consists of 180 square miles. That's just about nine times bigger than the island and city of Manhattan, as in Manhattan, New York, the Big Apple. Nine times bigger. And it's gold. Wow. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. And you can find more about Fordham Resources. Just visit them at their website, FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. Isn't capitalist great? $15 billion he created for shareholders at his last company. I want to read you a letter I got from one of my listeners, Larry. Larry said, I just reviewed the list of 28 current national security emergency proclamations that are in effect right now from past presidents. And I am fuming right now. Not one of them rises to the level of a crisis requiring any special actions of a sitting president. No danger of or mention of attacks, possible invasions, bodily injury, death, property losses, or anything that protects the American citizen or the property of citizens. Why does Congress pick this moment of an actual crisis to block this constitutional right by the President of the United States, which was given by this same congressional body? At least our president is actually doing something positive and not sitting idly by. Right. There's a real crisis at the border. As a matter of fact, as my last radio caller, J.D., just pointed out, and he's a brilliant guy, and we love having him call in. He does it all the time on the radio. J.D. said that, and I talked about this on yesterday's show, a gal named Bambi was murdered, 59 years old, in Northern California yesterday by an illegal alien who had been marked for deportation and should have been handed over to ICE and should have been kicked out of the country multiple times. I believe it's five times or nine times. I can't remember now. But was marked for deportation. And because he was in California, the police would not turn him over to ICE. And he went out and killed a gal. She and her estate, her family, should sue California for $100 billion. Take the entire year's budget. What disgusting people. Gavin Newsom signed away the death penalty today. He sat there with the cameras whirring and the video cameras going, and he signed away the death penalty. Said, we're not going to kill people in California anymore. But people are dying every day. California's the one killing them by letting illegals run amok, and he doesn't care that American citizens are dying at the hands of illegals in California. He doesn't care. As a matter of fact, he's on the side of abortion where babies are murdered every day. It's mass murder. You're not murdering a baby in the first trimester. You're willing, liberals want to murder them. They're dying to murder them. They call it the best thing that ever happened in New York for women's rights, that you can murder a baby till the moment the baby's born. And after the baby's born, you heard the governor of Virginia, Democrat, talk about how wonderful it is that you could take the baby out and then put it on the side, decide whether it lives or dies while it's alive. Absolute mass murder, Holocaust. And the governor of California has no problem with that and no problem with Bambi, 59 years old, losing her life, who got stabbed 20 times by an illegal. No problem at all. But the death penalty, someone who's been found guilty unanimously by 12 jurors for vicious, heinous murder, he's afraid. He says he can't sleep at night if the state carries out executions on those people. Now, I got no problem at all if a person says, I have a problem with the death penalty because I hate government. And I hate the government has the right to put someone's life out, right? Because government is wrong about everything, and government fails at everything it does. So you know government makes mistakes day and night, and every government agency is stocked with morons who couldn't spell cat if I spotted them the C and the A. I'm in the private sector, man. Most government employees, the guys who head these agencies in D.C., they couldn't last a week in the private sector. If they weren't protected by tenure, they'd be fired in 5 minutes. They're so dumb and incompetent. That's what's running our government. Losers. They're all on the take. They're the same kind of people that were part of that college cheating scandal. If you think people are paying off to get their kids into college, do you have any idea what people are paying off to government bureaucrats to get government contracts? These guys are incompetent. Competent, and they're all on the take. So I don't mind if you say I hate government, which no liberal would ever admit. I hate government, so I don't want government deciding if someone should die or not. I'm against the death penalty. I can actually live with that argument. I'm against it because I'm for the death penalty, but I could live with that argument if you were consistent and admitted that government sucks and government's incompetent and government employees make the wrong case all the time and big mistakes all the time, and then you admit that you are against abortion as well as against the death penalty. At least that's consistent. But if you want to stop the state from carrying out execution on vicious, heinous murderers, and then you want babies to die, and then you want to call your state a sanctuary state, or sanctuary city, or sanctuary county, and allow illegals to run amok and murder good American citizens, it's time for American citizens to sue the state for hundreds of billions of dollars and bankrupt these states, these counties, these cities, this damn country if we have to. Bankrupt the country. If my mother died, my wife died, my significant other died, my daughter died, someone I love died, my dog died at the hands of an illegal alien, I think we should sue for hundreds of millions or billions of dollars because the government is guilty of murder. You let those people out, you don't let them get deported, you don't let ICE grab them, you're guilty of murder. You assisted in the murder of an American citizen because you made a decision. You chose illegal aliens over good American citizens who obey the law and pay the taxes and belong here. And speaking of the college scandal, can you imagine why would Democrats be upset over the college scandal? You have no problem with illegals cheating. They steal American jobs every day. They murder people every day. They get free college educations every day. They're stealing welfare and food stamps and free health care every day. They were allowed in the country and you want them to vote illegally. You believe the law doesn't matter. So why are you so worked up over the college cheating scandal? Either there's law or there's not. And either applies to poor people and rich people equally or it doesn't. It's time to enforce the law. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil,
Ford Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Mitt Romney just disgusts me. I got to tell you, remember, I won the 2008 Libertarian Vice Presidential nomination, and everyone expected me to be the presidential nominee in 2012. I would have run against Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. I backed out, and the nomination went to Governor Gary Johnson instead, the Libertarian Party nomination. It was mine for the taking, and the reason I didn't do it, because there's no chance to win as a Libertarian or any other third-party candidate in the United States, and I thought I might actually be so good on TV that I might get 5 or 10% of the vote, and I might therefore cause Obama to be reelected. I might cause Mitt Romney to lose, and I've always been a Republican at heart. I've been a Republican my whole life, except for a couple-year period where I jumped to the Libertarian Party because I was so disgusted with the spending of George W. Bush, which I thought was going to lead to the bankruptcy of America. So I thought I could do some good as a third-party candidate, putting some pressure on the GOP. But I backed out of all that and endorsed Mitt Romney on Fox News. And the guy never thanked me. His people never thanked me. He is a snake. Anyone who thinks Mitt Romney is nice, he's a snake. And he was a snake to Donald Trump. He was a snake to me. He wasn't the person I thought he was. They gave that heartwarming story on the Republican National Convention. Mitt's such a wonderful guy, and I fell for it like everybody else. And I endorsed this guy on national TV and gave up my presidential ambitions. Glad I did in the long run because I love being on TV and radio. My goal is to be Rush Limbaugh and to have great influence on American politics. I don't want to be president of the United States or a U.S. senator. It just doesn't make sense. You have, as a U.S. senator, by the way, a freshman, you have no ability to change policy in the United States of America, none. But as a national TV host and a national radio host and a national newspaper columnist, you absolutely have an opportunity to change the direction of the United States. And my new book coming out July 16th with Newsmax TV and Newsmax's publishing division, Humanics, will be Trump Rules on July 16th, and I'll have a big chance to make a difference in this world as an author, best-selling author, hopefully number one New York Times best-selling author, and newspaper columnist, radio, and TV. There's where you make a difference. But Mitt Romney is a snake, and you can't trust him, and today he voted against the national security emergency. Why, Mitt? You don't think there's a crisis going on at the border? You don't think there are women being raped coming up through Mexico? You don't think there are children who have been kidnapped and they make believe they're with parents, but they're not with parents, and they'll be sold into child slavery when they get into America? You don't think that's happening? You don't think drugs are pouring in the border and opioids are being poured in the border? That's not happening, according to you? You don't think there's massive welfare fraud? Every illegal from cradle to grave, the Bank of America? You don't think the nation's under a debt emergency, and a lot of it is from illegals on welfare and in their school costs and their health care costs? And let's see, what else? How about police costs? How about court costs? How about prison guards costs? Our nation is being drowned in debt by illegals. Every time a dam is about to explode in California, it's because they didn't spend the money on the dam because they spent it on illegals. Every time that a bridge collapses and 20 cars go off and people die, it's because they didn't spend the money on the bridge, because they spent it on illegals. Every time veterans die on a waiting list at the VA, it's because they spent the money on illegals instead of spending it on the veterans. That's murder. And every time someone you love is murdered by an illegal, they shouldn't have been in the country in the first place if there was a wall. So Mitt Romney, you are a disgrace. I'm sorry I ever endorsed you. I endorsed you on Fox News. I'm going to unendorse you on Newsmax TV. Make believe it never happened. I'm going back in history in a time machine. I wish I'd run, and I wish I'd cost you the election, but I never could cost you the election because you were never going to win anyway because you're a loser. You're the definition of a jealous loser. You ran for Senate because you were so jealous that Donald Trump did what you couldn't do. He ran for president and won and beat Hillary, and you never could beat anybody because you're just a loser, and you act too nice on TV. You're such a nice guy, afraid to attack Obama. You would have been afraid to attack Hillary, but in real life, you're not a nice guy. You're a nasty guy. You're nasty behind people's backs. That's the true Mitt Romney. Too nice in person and too nasty in real life. The real Mitt Romney has just been unearthed by Wayne Root. The emperor has no clothes, my friend. What a jerk voting against Trump. All right, let me talk about the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sam Landis and the Landis Tax Group. And by the way, it's an apt person to mention because I was under IRS attack for 4 years, and I tried to tell that to Mitt Romney and his leading people. And I said, what a great issue in 2012. Obama committed massive crimes against the American people and GOP donors and Tea Party groups, and he used the IRS to destroy us. And Mitt Romney's people ran it up the ladder to Mitt Romney, and he said, I don't want to use the issue. Mitt Romney is a complete nincompoop, schmuck, putz, that's what we say in New York. A complete idiot, incompetent loser. No wonder you lost the presidency. Anyway, if you're ever in trouble with the IRS, and April 15th is coming up fast, if you're confused, if you have problems, if you have issues, if the IRS is after you, the Landis Tax Group, take my word for it, best in the country, best damn tax lawyers in America. 8,500 cases in front of the IRS, including Wayne Root. They beat the IRS for me twice. Call 800-WE-HELP-YOU. 800-WE-HELP-YOU, or go to 800, or excuse me, go to WeHelpYou.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate on Thursday voted 59-41 to end President Trump's national emergency declaration at the border, Republican Senator James Lankford opposed the resolution.
Is it an emergency? Does the president in current law have statutory authority? My answer to both of those things is yes. We need a healthy nation and also a secure nation.
President Trump's one-word tweet after the vote was veto. The Israeli military is reporting two rockets were fired at Tel Aviv from the Gaza Strip. At least one of the rockets was intercepted as the Iron Dome missile defense system was activated. No injuries or deaths have been reported. Butterball is recalling more than 78,000 pounds of raw ground turkey over possible salmonella contamination. The prepackaged turkey was produced on July 7, 2018, making it highly unlikely any remains in retail stores. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144. Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is
War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, the sponsor of this segment of the show. We're going to start taking calls. We've got a full boat. Lots of callers. Everybody wants to get into the conversation and the debate. I love to debate and infuriate. Has anyone ever said it as real and as raw as I said it about Mitt Romney? Doesn't get any more real and raw than that. How about what I said about Gavin Newsom, the governor of California? Doesn't want to kill murderers, but has no problem killing babies and letting American citizens be killed by illegals. I mean, nobody says it more raw than I do, except maybe Donald Trump. We both get in trouble all the time for it, but we both tell the truth. And I'm just going to keep telling the truth. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she made the statement today that, what happened in the college entrance scandal, you know, those people bribing people to get their kids into college, it's so terrible. It points out how rich people do terrible things all over America. And I'm sitting here going, no. What it points out, actually, is how Democrats don't care about some crimes, only others. Either you believe in the rule of law or you don't. So what happened was terrible, and those people should all go to jail. What they did was awful. They took away a slot at colleges from a much more deserving person. As an example, my son, I'm right in the middle of that scandal because my son applied to USC with the highest SAT scores in the nation, you know, right up there at the top 1.1111%, and he won the National Merit Presidential Scholarship that is so rare. I mean, there's only a few kids out of millions that get it. He won it. He should have been accepted at Harvard, but he had his heart set on one school, USC, and they rejected him. Everyone who knew the situation said, impossible. Has to be a mistake. They went back to him and said, this isn't even possible. His kid is good enough for Harvard. How could USC turn him down? But USC did turn him down. They said it wasn't a mistake. Well, now I know that USC accepted, instead of him and many of the slots that could have been his, they accepted all these little, rich, spoiled brat, lucky sperm club kids whose parents paid hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars. So that scandal involves my son. He was robbed of his slot at USC where he wanted to go, his favorite college in the world. They stole it from him, including two billionaire families in Las Vegas that could wind up in prison for stealing that slot for their little spoiled brats. You know, and now the kids are claiming they didn't know about it. Only the parents knew about it. Really? You mean they paid hundreds of thousands to have somebody else take your SAT exams or your ACT exams, but you didn't know someone else was taking your exam? Poor little Muffy. She's confused. She didn't know she didn't show up for the SAT exam. And then they put your picture of your head on top of an athlete's body and said you're a rower or you're a tennis player, you're a basketball player, and you didn't realize it. Poor Muffy had no idea. She hurt her little finger and can't play basketball anymore. So, you know, I was in the middle of that scandal, but Ocasio-Cortez still has it wrong because I believe in the rule of law. Those people need to go to jail. And every illegal in this country needs to either go to jail or be deported. And everybody who allows them to vote needs to go to jail. And everyone who's involved in sanctuary cities needs to go to jail. And all funding needs to be cut off for sanctuary cities. And anybody who allows them to get welfare and food stamps and free health care needs to go to jail. It's time to enforce the rule of law for everyone, Alexandria, darling baby. Maybe, just maybe, because your skin is a little darker than mine, you don't have to play by the rules? Is that what you think? You think rich people who are white who don't play by the rules should go to jail? I agree with you. But so should a darker-skinned person of color who doesn't play by the rules. The law's the law. You commit a crime, you do the time. Even if you're black, even if you're Hispanic, even if you're Native American, even if you're gay, even if you're transsexual, you don't know if you have a vagina or a penis. Tough. You go to jail if you committed a crime. But see, the problem is liberals want to put rich people in jail, but they don't want to put transsexuals in jail because poor Johnny used to be Janie and is a little confused and had a rough childhood, and you got to take that into account. And Billy is black and you can't put black people in jail. This is the problem with America. Liberals, they got it all wrong. All wrong. And I'm here to enforce the law equally for everyone. You get into college based on performance, not because you're white and not because you're black and not because you're rich and not because you're poor, because you got the highest SAT scores and you did the best in the interview. And you don't go to jail because you're black?
No.
And you don't go to jail because you're white? No. Everyone equally goes to jail. If you do the time, if you do the crime, you should do the time. Alexandria doesn't get that. If you're in the country illegally, you either go to jail or you get deported. That's the law. And you build the wall because that's the law. You can't come in to our country without us saying, yes, we want you. All right, Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Tangible Investments is what I call, they've got golden credibility. You've heard of the golden ticket? They've got the golden ticket. Golden credibility. 35 years in business selling discount gold, silver, and precious metals, and $2.5 billion in transactions. That's a lot of moolah, and that's a lot of credibility. And they want to prove to you, after you deal with Tangible, you will never buy from anyone else ever again. If you're a qualified client who's ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. You know you need it. Everyone needs to buy gold. The world's awash in debt. We're headed for some disastrous times all over the world. Maybe in America too, but maybe Trump can save us. But the rest of the world, Europe, Asia, China, Japan, South America, Venezuela? Oh my gosh, is the world in trouble and is the world in debt? And the only antidote is gold. You got to buy from someone. Buy from the sponsor of this show, Tangible Investments. The phone number is 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or the website TII1.com for Tangible Investments Incorporated. They're number one in the gold business. TII1.com. Tell them Wade Root sent you. All right, let's take calls. Michael from Pennsylvania on line one. Have heard you from you in a while, Michael. What happened to you, man?
Well, I keep a low profile, Wayne. You know, only when I get angry. You know, and when I see these squawk senators voting against my president, you know, it makes me angry. And
yes.
Especially when one senator's here in Pennsylvania. And you know what happened to me in Pennsylvania? Yeah, to me. They just raided a place in Redding here where they have human smuggling and what they call drugs and guns. They just raided it today over here in Redding, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
I saw on the news today. So
right.
This is what this senator does. He votes against the president's emergency declaration. And I called this person before, and this guy does not back the president. And I don't understand why conservative radio or TV doesn't call for primary these guys,
right.
Connell and all these guys, because they're never going to help Trump. And all they're going to do is help themselves. And if they get in reelected, they're there for 6 years when Trump is out.
Let's do one thing. Let's say that I looked at that list of 12 senators, Republican senators. I call them 12 losers who voted against Trump's emergency declaration that I invented, by the way. Don't forget, that was the Wayne Root idea, the national emergency declaration for the emergency on the border and grab the money from the military budget. I came up with that idea and put it in the president's hands. So I take credit for it. I'm proud. Hopefully I help save the United States of America if that wall gets built. But I looked at that list, and on those 12 names was not Mitch McConnell. Even though I don't like him, even though he's kind of weak, even though he sometimes is against what you and I believe in and the American people believe in, he's also done some good things. Mitch McConnell's the reason we have two conservative Supreme Court justices, and he's stuck with Kavanaugh, and he's stuck with Trump's tax cuts. And in this case, you notice his name wasn't on the list.
The president's stuck with Kavanaugh. That's just stuck with
him. He did too, yes. Well,
McConnell would have dumped him in a heartbeat if he saw which way the wind was blowing.
Yes, no question. But he could have also gone against the president. Trump would have had no say in it. McConnell could have said he's not coming up for a vote in the Senate, or I'm making him stand down because we don't have the votes. And that would have been the end of Kavanaugh. So we needed McConnell's cooperation. He's come through some in the last 2 years, and he's come a long way. He's not my perfect choice, but he didn't vote against the wall today. So let's not go too crazy about Mitch. Give him credit. If he didn't vote against it, that means he voted yes on the emergency declaration. So he supported the president. So, you know, look, this is the problem of politics, Michael. There is a problem. You're against somebody, you fight with somebody, and you call them names. They hate you, and they always vote against you and trying to ruin you. So President Trump has to be very careful to be nice to Mitch McConnell, or he'll never get anything passed in the U.S. Senate, because Mitch controls everything. So he's nice to McConnell, and McConnell, in return, is starting to warm up to Trump and support him a lot of the time, but not all the time. So I give McConnell credit, and you got to be nice to him. I'm not going to badmouth him. If he had voted against it today, I'd be the first one to rip him to shreds. But Mitt Romney deserves that fate. You know? Terrible. Hey, Michael, really appreciate you calling. Thanks for letting us know what happened in Reading, Pennsylvania today. Where do you think, when they find people with guns and drugs and sex trafficking, where do you think they come from? Mexico. Central America. They came from the border, man. Matter of fact, there was a study yesterday. Do you know the people that come over legally the northern border with Canada? Half of them are from Mexico. Isn't that amazing? New study was out yesterday. Half the people caught trying to sneak into the northern border of the United States from Canada are Mexican citizens. They fly to Canada and then they try and sneak over the border. So they're coming at us from every direction. The whole Mexico wants to be America. Why is that? Think about it. Common sense, because Mexico sucks. Mexico's a socialist country. Nobody can get ahead. There is no mobility. There's a few rich families, and everybody else is in dirt, poor poverty, misery, and malaise, just like Cuba and Venezuela. So, of course, they all want to come to America and ruin it. You know, I mean, that's what happens. Everyone comes from California to Nevada, and they come here, and they're running away from California because it sucks. High taxes, congestion, regulations. Nobody could live there. It's ridiculous. They all come to Nevada. What do? They turn us blue. They vote Democrat. Same thing will happen. Everyone from Mexico, Venezuela, Central America, their countries are crap holes, and they come here. You think they kiss the ground and go, God, I love America. I'm going to vote Republican for capitalism. Nope. They vote for free stuff as soon as they get here. They say, what a great country. My food is free. What a great country. My housing is free. What a great country. My schooling is free. What a great country. My health care is free. Well, it's not free. It's free for you, but I got to pay the bill. And you, watching Newsmax, got to pay the bill. So you have a right to come to my country and stick me with your bills. That's the real fight here, folks. You want to come to my country, it can't be on welfare. The bill can't be on us. You make a choice to come here, that's great. Come here legally, work, and we have to ban you from ever getting welfare. It's the only way to make sense that's fair to the American people. Democrats talking about fairness, there it is. That's fair. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American gold Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV, 80 million strong on Newsmax TV. By the way, some places you can find me if you don't quite know where to find me. If you're listening on the radio, you can watch me on DirecTV, on Dish TV, on cable systems like Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity. You can find me on Roku. Nobody under the age of over the age of 40 has any idea what the hell they're talking about. But anybody under the age of 30 knows what Roku is. YouTube, you can go there and just click on or type in Newsmax TV and the show's on live. You can go to NewsmaxTV.com, click on the top of the page, watch live now, and you can watch me. Show is on twice a day now, 8 p.m. East Coast and 1 p.m. East Coast, replayed the next day. You can find me on radio at usaradio.com, usaradio.com. Go to the top of the page, click on Listen Live Now, and you listen live 3 hours a day. Or you can go to iHeartRadio and 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, listen to me on demand. Just type in the Wayne Allen Root Show. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Cenogenics, founded in 1997. Clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging or defying aging or anti-aging, however you'd like to put it. All I can tell you is they made Wayne Root great again and they made me young again. There is a spring in my step. I did have to have a surgery for kidney stones, and I recovered from that in record time. No one's ever seen anybody recover as fast as I did from major kidney stone surgery, 90 minutes on the operating table under anesthesia, and I made a guest appearance on my own radio show the next day, and 4 days later, I was doing 3 hours a day of radio and TV, as all of you are witness to, all because of my foundation of health. Cenogenics did a great job for me, and who knows how many extra years I will live, but what's more important to me is not the quantity of life, it's the quality. I feel great, look great, and there's no one else 57 years old on national TV that does 3 hours a day like this. And by the way, the only guy in America who does TV without makeup. There's not a single guy in Fox News that's on there without makeup. I have no makeup on. This is me on national TV. So Synergetics did a pretty damn good job. Call 888-YOUNGER. Free, no obligation consultation. The call's toll free, and you don't have to pay a dime for the consultation and find out what they'll do for you. They have clinics all over the United States, and they can do a lot of consultation over the phone or over the Internet. 888-YOUNGER. If you want to be older, then don't call. But if you want to be younger and feel younger and compete in the business world against younger people, you need to look good. 888-YOUNGER or register at Cenegenics.com. C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S.com. Let's take some calls. Be brief so I can get in as many as I can. Let's take line one, Richard in Texas. Richard, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm fine. I had a quick question for you about the college thing that's going on.
Yes.
What do you think about all the foreign exchange students that come in here and they move them ahead of the American students and bring them in and let them into the colleges?
Yeah, I'm with you. It's terrible. I'm with you. The opinion is it's terrible because those are all spaces for Americans, and it's no different than when you hear Republicans, not Democrats, Republicans say, let's increase the number of skilled workers legally coming into America. Now, I like that better than illegals coming into America, but I still don't like it because what you're insinuating is that Americans must be dumb or lazy or incapable of learning and doing the job, so we need to bring better qualified legal foreign people in to do the job. Same thing with college. You mean there aren't enough Americans who qualify for Harvard? You got to, you know, use up 500 of the 2,000 spaces on foreigners? So I agree with you. I think it's an insult to Americans that you're letting foreigners take up our spaces at college and you're letting foreigners be recruited to America to take up high-tech Silicon Valley jobs. You mean Wayne Root's kids aren't good enough for you? You got to bring in some guy from India, some guy from China, some guy from Africa? That's a bunch of BS. All right, thank you for the call, Richard. Good point. Mel in Saratoga Springs on line two. Mel, you're on with Wayne Root. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Wayne, let me start this out. I'm a black American, and I'm behind this president at 110%.
Thank you.
And I also catch you on Sunday nights with Willie.
Yeah, Cunningham. Bill Cunningham. Yes.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
And I'll be on this Sunday, by the way. I'll be on this Sunday.
Oh, I'll be definitely tuned in. So anyway, what is it going to take for these two jihadis to be expelled from Congress and that juvenile dunce from the Bronx? The jihadis, what do they got to do, walk into Congress with a suicide belt on? Take the place out or what?
I get in trouble if I say that on national TV, so I'm going to scale back a little and say we can't say that. What we can do is ask good, intelligent questions. Whose side is someone on if they constantly attack America, attack Israel, don't seem to like the Jewish people, seem to hate Jews, have negative things to say about Jews? Whose side are they on? When those missiles are lobbed from Gaza into Tel Aviv earlier today, was Ilhan Omar happy about it? Was she cheering? I'm not making a statement. I'm asking a question. I'd love to know what she thinks. If you wanted to call into my show, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, I'd love to debate you, and I'd love to hear your answer to my question, because I certainly watch your statements, and I think you're a Jew hater, and I think you would like to see Israel destroyed. I think Rashida Tlaib, same thing. So I do question where your loyalties lay when it comes to Israel, America's best ally, and I question the loyalties of many Democrats, whether they really love America or whether they hate America, and whether they're on the take from the Mexican mafia and the Mexican drug cartels, because no sane person would be against the wall with the crazy, lame excuses you keep giving, that don't want the drug war to end, that don't want human trafficking to end, that don't want rape to end, that don't want America to get rid of our debt. You must not want any of those things. That makes no sense. You either hate America and want to bring it down, or you're on the take from the Mexican drug cartels. Lots of questions. I'm not making statements. I'm asking intelligent questions. Wayne Allyn, worn out. Appreciate all the calls. Sorry we couldn't get to Lou in Pennsylvania or Ronnie in North Carolina. Try us tomorrow night. We'll see you then. God bless, and all the cops out there, be safe. We love you.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay
Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.